At the top of our program today, for years now, Michigan has struggled with how to implement its medical marijuana law. Voters, of course, approved legalized pot in 2008, but applying the law has been fraught with complications. Patients, caregivers, physicians, law enforcement, and other stakeholders have all had different concerns. The challenge boils down to how to regulate the drug and how to get it safely and responsibly to the people who are entitled to it. In recent years, our next guest has been in the middle of the state legislature's effort to move forward. Republican State Representative Mike Calton is the author of a bill in the House that would establish marijuana provisioning centers in our state. To share his thoughts on where Michigan stands regarding medical marijuana and the way ahead, we welcome Republican State Rep. Dr. Mike Calton. Welcome, sir.
Good morning.
Before we get to your measure, I feel obligated to ask about this flurry of recent efforts to again put this issue in the hands of Michigan voters next November. Last week alone, three different groups announced their intentions to pursue ballot proposals involving how medical marijuana is regulated here in Michigan. What do you make of these efforts?
Well, I want to draw the distinction between medical marijuana and legalization of marijuana. They're two different issues. I'm focused on medical marijuana to get the medical marijuana is safely in the hands of patients where it will help them. The legalization is a whole other issue.
How do you regard those legalization efforts? Is there any overlap at all? Can your measure move forward, and can the legalization measure also move forward?
I think so. I have this fear, though, that if there's legalization, then the whole discussion of medical marijuana will become moot, and you won't hear many people talking about the medical marijuana much anymore, because if you do happen to be a patient that may be a cancer patient where it's helping you with your appetite, or if you have a child with seizures and it helps with their seizures, well, suddenly, since it's all legal, then they have a route to address it that way, and the whole discussion on medical, I think, you know, will really be dampened.
So these ballot proposals could render your law meaningless?
It really takes a lot out of it. I do think so, that if there's a legalization, then, yeah, I don't think you'll hear much discussion anymore on medical. Now, I do know in Colorado, what's interesting is they are having a discussion on medical, because medical is only taxed at like 3%. Whereas the recreational is taxed at a much greater amount, like 25 or 30%.
Okay.
And so now you see a lot of people, you know, trying to qualify as medical for the lower tax rate.
Okay.
And so it becomes a big discussion on how much are you being taxed. And that would be a discussion here, too, because when you look at things that are medical in Michigan, they're not taxed the same way as, let's say, a sin tax like alcohol or cigarettes.
State Rep. Mike Calton is our guest here today on WKAR's Current State. We're talking about his efforts regarding a medical marijuana provisioning center measure that he is the author of that is currently in the State House. Quite a few of the supporters of these ballot proposals say they're eager to generate public revenue off this. Do you share any of that enthusiasm?
Yes, I think it's a great opportunity to create taxes. And a lot of people I've talked to, in exchange for normalization, not having to worry about being raided or have all kinds of court problems, would exchange, you know, that sort of normalization for taxation. And I think there's broad support that if there is marijuana, to tax it, and it would be a great opportunity for revenue to help with other items in the budget.
Given what you're trying to get done, have you had any contact with any of these organizations behind these ballot proposals? Or have you had any communications with them?
I have had communications with a couple of them. There's a new one I've not heard of before. And I think the key to a ballot proposal, because there's been a previous ballot drive attempt, I think by Normal, and they were gathering signatures, and they just didn't gather enough signatures you're going to need a several hundred thousand signatures, and I don't think that's something you could do grassroots. I really think you need to have the dollars to hire an agency that will collect signatures for you.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what your measure would accomplish. Namely, it would create medical marijuana provisioning centers. What would happen at these provisioning centers exactly? How would they work?
Basically, right now, under the Medical Marijuana Act, you have two routes to get your medical marijuana. You can either, in both cases, you get a recommendation from a doctor, and then you can grow your own 12 plants, or you could contract with a caregiver to grow your plants for you, and that caregiver can only take care of 5 people and himself to grow those plants. And something that has to be noted is your plants are your plants. So let's say someone else's plants are ready, because it takes 4 to 6 months for it to become medicine. You cannot have some of that person's plants. Your plants are your plants, and someone can't have some of your plants. So that, I don't think, is completely adequate. You need what I call provisioning centers, which essentially is a synonym for dispensaries that are out there now.
Right.
But dispensaries that are out there now, they really have no legal basis. And if they are open, it's really at the pleasure of their municipal police or their county police, because beyond what I mentioned, the caregiver or you growing your own, there really isn't in the law something that says that you can have a box store where you can provide medicine to anyone that comes in the door with a recommendation from a doctor. There really isn't anything that says you can do that yet, and there's been some court cases that have hashed that out also. So needed to be created in the law is a provisioning center, which is essentially a box store that will be in a commercial or industrial area, not in the neighborhood. And
what do you mean a box
store?
It's
an actual store. It's not like, you know, what you're seeing with caregivers, for instance, is, you know, they're growing it possibly in their basement.
Okay.
Or somewhere in their house, or in an enclosed structure in their yard. But some of these are in neighborhoods. And then people are then coming to their house to get their medicine because they've contracted with that caregiver. I don't like that model. And I think, you know, as a better alternative, you have an actual store or a box store. You know, I'm calling it a box store, but it's a store.
Storefront.
It's a commercial storefront in a commercial or industrial area where someone, you know, parks in a parking lot and they go in and they have their doctor's recommendation. And the store also is more sophisticated and they can provide a variety of medibles, because since they deal with more people, then it makes more sense where they could have a kitchen area where they create, for instance, brownies or candies, salves or different types of products that aren't smoke. Because especially when you look at cancer patients, they really don't want to smoke. They're too sick to smoke. They need a different route of administration. Or with children, children with epilepsy, you know, they are not really candidates for smoking. You know, they would like a candy or something easy for them to ingest, or maybe an oil or a salve or a different route of administration other than smoking. So
understood.
So these stores, you know, would be able to have more of these products, because a caregiver just taking care of 5 people, you know, could not provide all these products unless they are, you know, very resourceful. But I'm not sure if there's an economy of scale when only taking care of 5 people to do this.
We're just about out of time. I want to get one more question in. You wrote this current measure after a previous one did not survive the lame duck session late last year, primarily because of resistance by law enforcement. Are you changing more minds with this latest measure, or is law enforcement still a hurdle?
Well, we're gauging law enforcement very early this time. And so we've already had meetings with local municipal police, their lobbyists, also with county police. We've already been engaged with the state police. There's multiple levels of law enforcement. And we really, to get this to pass, we really need to address their concerns. And now that there's a possible legalization drive, I think it's in their best interest to work on something productive, have some sort of reasonable regulations before there's a possible legalization, because that would be hard if this did legalize, if marijuana did become legal. It would be hard to then regulate it after the fact.
Republican State Representative Mike Calton has been our guest. He's the author of a bill in the House that would establish marijuana provisioning centers in our state. We've been talking about medical marijuana and the way ahead here in Michigan. Representative Calton, thanks for your time.
Thank you.